games. This ain't playing games, son. This is VR. VR, man. You don't play a game. You are the game. You're experiencing. That's what the R in VR is. You are there.
VR is a way to escape the real world into something more fantastic, and it is only restricted by your imagination. The incredible thing about the technology is that you feel like you're actually present in another place, sometimes with others. People who try it say it's different from anything they've experienced in their lives, and that's why I'm here. This is We Are VR, a podcast documenting mine and many others' blind journey into the many worlds and experiences that make virtual reality. Now let's go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another rousing episode of We Are VR, a virtual reality podcast. My little podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the second episode. The one listener that I'm sure is out there, but you know what? I will gain a following. I am determined. I will do this. Anyway, this episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about, like, where I went in the next few days with VR. Last episode, I talked about my very first experience in VR and things that were uncomfortable, things that worked for me, things that didn't work for me, you know, things like that. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the other games that I purchased within the same three-day span of having a Oculus Quest. And we're going to talk about how those games suited me during this time. Also, there was a bunch of experiences and things that I did that I can't remember everything I did, but I can remember most of what I did, and we're going to go from there as far as what I remember and things like that. So I'm just going to sort of talk off the cuff and go from there. But the three games that I'm going to touch on today are called Please Don't Touch Anything, Job Simulator, and Vacation Simulator. And then maybe I will touch a little bit on a Oculus Link game. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Link, that is when you take your Oculus Quest and plug it into your computer and use it as an Oculus Rift, and you can play Oculus Rift games on your Oculus Quest. So I will also be talking about Rick and Morty Virtual Rickality, which is made by the same creators of the Job Simulator and Vacation Simulator game. So we're going to get into that right now. And the first game on the docket is called Please Don't Touch Anything. Now, Please Don't Touch Anything is a strange game. And by strange, I mean just bizarre. I guess the goal of the game is to end the world. And you have to just like look at, it's like an escape room. That's pretty much what it is. Like, you have to just try to escape the room, and by escaping the room, you have to end the world, and you have to figure out a massive sequence of codes to do random things to get them to work. You touch the screen, you look, you know, use tools in the room. There's a big red button right in front of you, and you touch it, and it does all sorts of crazy stuff. So this game is wild. It is a wild ride, that is for sure. But it is something. The game starts off with a, you know, like you're like in a room, and there's like a big screen in front of you. There's a red button in front of you, and a man to your left opens the door, and he says, "Hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, but please don't touch anything." And then you proceed to totally disobey the guy and just touch everything you can get your hands on. And it proceeds to be insane. I don't know how many different outcomes there are, but there is a lot of stuff that goes on in this game. It's fairly cheap on the Oculus Store. And in terms of starter VR, it is an excellent way to go. You know, you're just picking up things and grabbing things, and it really helps me in learning the mechanics of the world that I was in, because a lot of VR can be kind of clunky, you know, can be real clunky. So that is one of my biggest concerns with games. I will return a game real fast if it's like really clunky and like just very odd, and mechanics are weird, things like that. Now, I digress a little bit because this game is just like that. However, it was entertaining and left me with quite the experience in terms of looks and things like that. I really liked it. I'm not going to give away anything because it's just a short little game. Something you can play in your spare time. Help, you know, it's complicated as all hell. It's incredibly difficult to figure out what you're doing and how to do it. And you have to remember a million things and yada, yada, yada. But it's good fun. It's all good fun. Now, the next game series that I would like to talk about is Job Simulator and its predecessor, Vacation Simulator. Now, these two games came out after Rick and Morty Virtual Rickality, but at this point in time, I didn't have the money to spend on the Rick and Morty game, and I didn't have the Oculus Link, so I played these first. Now, the games are strikingly similar in mechanic and the way that they operate and the types of things that you do. However, Job Simulator and Vacation Simulator are a much more polished game. And by that, I mean you actually have stuff to do. And it's pretty average and pretty basic starter VR also. And you just live in a world that's run by computers and they're trying to simulate what it was like for human beings to live. And you do odd tasks for these computer people, and you can work overtime and do all sorts of stuff, and it's very fun. It's a very entertaining game. It's hilarious, and the exact same thing happens in Vacation Simulator, except you go on vacations. You go to like a woods retreat, you go to a winter retreat, and a beach retreat, and it's extremely fun. I played that game for hours, days even. I thought it was a great time. I haven't finished the game, but it's just something that you can always go back to when you want to, and it feels comfortable, and you're just playing just like a normal VR experience. The graphics don't look like astounding or anything. They're like cartoon graphics, but it's an overall really fun game. Now, Virtual Rickality, the Rick and Morty game, is exactly what you'd expect from a Rick and Morty game. You're in Rick Sanchez's house, you're hanging out with the family, you're shooting aliens, you're doing all sorts of stuff, but it pretty much operates the same way. You do odd tasks, you know, that require like minimal, you know, hand movement and minimal VR things, but Justin Roiland, the creator of Rick and Morty, is a huge fan of VR. And he actually just recently came out with another game, and there's another game on this list that we're going to talk about that he was part of making that's super bizarre, but he just came out with another game called Trover Saves the Universe, and it's an interesting experience as well, but we will get there, I promise. Okay, so actually I can talk about the other game made by these people. Squanch Games is one of the creators of it, but this other game, it's called Accounting Plus, and man, if I had to describe to you the weirdest thing you'll ever play, I think that game might take the cake. It is super strange in every way, shape, and form. I can't even describe to you what you're gonna see in this game. It is the most bizarre Easter egg laden filled game. Like I don't really even know. It's been out for a few years, and there's so many deep layers to that game, and it's just nuts. It is definitely not something that kids should be playing. I'm gonna do another episode with things that are kid friendly. I've had my children do some VRing, but man, Accounting Plus, wow. I still am astounded by what I've seen in that game, and it plays the same way as the other ones. It's just like, you know, you just pick up stuff and you can do random stuff, and you just have to complete the test and figure it out, but it's got some deep layers to it, that is for sure. If you're curious about it before you play it, there is always YouTube. You can check out some stuff on there, but definitely an experience. I went into it totally blind and was like, what am I doing in here? Very strange. And I think that's it. I suppose I could talk real quick about this other game, buy it, play it, return it style game called Fruit Ninja. That's right, Fruit Ninja, that is on your mobile device, is also available in virtual reality, and it is Kind of fun? I don't know. It's okay. It's what you'd expect. You get to hold the sword and you get to shoot the fruit. It's in a nice environment. It looks okay. It's just nothing to write home about. But worth it. I think it was like $7, something like that. Like, I don't know. Pretty cool. If you want to play something like that, I thought it was okay. But yeah, that's going to be it. I'm going to try to keep these episodes short for you guys because my first episode was like 24 minutes long. And this episode's like coming up on 10 minutes long. So I'm just going to talk about episodes and then move on with the day. And then that's what's going to go on. And then eventually down the road, I'm going to include like virtual reality news, like, but not a ton of it. Just like, hey, I heard this is happening, or, you know, I heard, you know, something's being made or a game's coming out or something like that. I don't want to go too crazy into that, but there's a few other podcasts that I'm a part of, guys. You can check out Nerd Talk Lips. It's been a long time since we put on an episode, but I'm sure there's still a future in there, and that is Nerd Talk Lips, NERDTALK ALYPSE, like Nerd Apocalypse, Nerd Talkalypse, Nerd Talk, Nerd Talkalypse. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, there's also the Phantom Vibe. You can check out my buddies at the Spoilerverse podcast, Bridging the Geekdoms. There's a million of them. Just find us on Facebook. I'm also a part of a Christmas podcast called A Cup of Cheer, and we do that every Christmas, and we talk about the history of Christmas and things like that. So there's a lot of podcasting out there going on in my life, but I love VR, and I'm doing this one for me. So let's go. We're going to go into another episode next week or next month. I don't know how often I'm going to be putting these guys out there, but stay tuned. There'll be content coming. Thanks for listening.